But I asked for three items to go on the agenda last Friday. I don't see them on the agenda. Is there a reason?
Yes, I gave you the reason. These items, last Wednesday, Mayor Sundstrom, we had a discussion at the plenary meeting that new items would go to the plenary first before they come to the public meeting. And when you made your request to me, I answered you and I said, I recommend. I looked at the three items. I realized they are not time sensitive. And I asked that they go to the plenary meeting of March the 10th.
So I'd have to disagree with that. I think they are time sensitive. And if you are refusing to put them on the agenda, on what legal basis are you doing that?
Well, you did suggest that we consult a municipal lawyer, so our director general did that.
Yeah.
And I was, go ahead, Bernard.
Yeah, first of all, I have to say that we have no internal management bylaw here at the MRC. So when there's an issue of governance, the only references are the municipal code, other relevant laws, and also guides released by the MAMASH or other official document. That's what we did last week. Municipal codes and other guides are only providing very general statements. So we have to adapt those. They are not adapted to our necessarily to our context, and we have to interpret to give as clear as possible to develop a strong opinion, a solid opinion on those issues. What I could say about, yes, the three items that are not on the agenda. So Article 148 of the Municipal Code requires 72 hours in advance for the useful documents for a decision making for the next meeting. That's all. When there's some request of items to be added by some regional councillor, I'm first accountable to the council as a whole. And each time that the council will express, as a whole, will express a desire, a will to add some items, we will do that. Otherwise, when it's expressed by a regional councillor, an individual, so an elected official, you know, I'm just a bureaucrat, and each time I receive that, I consider it, but I have to share it with the president of the council, and we propose a draft agenda together. And consequently, it is not automatically added to the agenda. And what I could say, and I mentioned it to in my email this last weekend, the decisive decision regarding the establishment of the agenda is made by you at the council. It is not my decision, but it is the decision of the council as a whole. So if you want to add, there's nothing more to say about the law. There's some article, we have to interpret those articles. And otherwise, we have no internal management bylaw that will conduct us, will help us. So as the best as we can say is that we work as a team. I have to work with you, the council as a whole, otherwise with the warden. And if we propose a draft agenda, if it's okay, you adopt it. If there's some problems, you propose a modification to the agenda. That's all.
Okay, thank you, Bernard. So I'd like to go back to explaining why I felt, first of all, I was very surprised, Mayor Sundstrom, that at almost 4:30 on a Friday, you would bring three new items when we clearly had a discussion as a group of mayors that we would do our best to have things come through the plenary before it goes to public. Then I noticed on one of your questions, there were a lot of detailed questions, and I didn't think that the staff at the MRC were being given enough time to prepare. If you want to challenge this, I'm very happy to put this to a vote.
No, I don't want to vote. I know the Director General sent out a guide on Saturday. I also know that guide has no legal weight at all. And the Director General did mention 72 hours before. So request was 72 hours before. It was based on conversations in the plenary meeting. And I did notify everybody in the plenary meeting that I would review all of the discussions we had and that I would hold the possibility of making amendments or making additions to the agenda. Having said all of that, I will drop the issue for tonight, and I will challenge it in the days after today.